We started the Vahaya im Shamaya. I believe we're up to the second column, second paragraph. Im Shamaya Tishmu. Okay, it says in the second section of Kriya Shema, Vahaya, and it will be Im Shamaya Tishmu El Mitzvaysai. It's a double language. You could just say Im Tishmu El Mitzvaysai. What is Shamaya Tishmu? Sechazal Vidrasha. Im Shamaya Tishmu Biru Chazal, Im Shamaya Biyoshan Tishmu Bechadash. If you will listen the old, then you will listen the new. What does that mean? Pirash Rashi Sham. Imata Shamaya Biyoshan, which means Magzer Altumadekha Shamata. If you can review that which you learned, Tishma Bechadash Tishakim Boy Lahavin. Then you will become wiser to understand Devarim Chadashim Mitoich Devarim Yishanim. Many people are reluctant to review. When you review, when you think about it as you review, you always you review, then you always find new things. So even especially in Hashkafa things, when you have a Rebbe that says something often. See, you know, later on you say, oh, the Rebbe always used to say this, always say that. It gives it a deeper meaning and a bigger appreciation. The more a person reviews what he learns, he sees new insights into the mitzvahs. Anything that you go deeper into the study of the mitzvah, mekablim havana chadasha b'pnimiyusa, you have a new understanding in its depth. V'dargas kiyam mitzvah ayla, and the level of the kiyam mitzvah goes up. Shahare kedusha mem amid beis. That's tonight's amid at mishmar. Kedusha mem amid beis. A talmid mevi lidei maisa. It says that the learning brings lidei maisa. That means that you get a new Havana. There's something called Tshuvas Reb Sadia Gaon in some of the Hashkafa Svarim. I think I ever spoke about Tshuvas Reb Sadia Gaon. The Tshuvas Reb Sadia Gaon was that Reb Sadia Gaon said people do tshuva for their averis. He does tshuva for his mitzvahs. As he gets a better appreciation of the mitzvahs of Hashem, he does tshuva for the way he performed the mitzvah last time around. There's some marshal that goes with it, I'm not remembering at the moment. Yeah. Anyway, but it's called Tshuva Susadia Virus. I mean, yeah, I'm still busy doing Tshuva on a virus, and I'm not holding up by doing Tshuva on mitzvahs. But Tshuva Susadia Gain is that if you have a better appreciation of the way you do something, if the marshal has to do with someone who had a guest, and he honored him. And later he found out that he was royalties. He said, oh, I apologize. He said, what do you apologize? You treated me well. He said, yeah, but if I had known you were royalty, I would have treated you even better. So that's this idea of the tshuva of a sadia guy. So he brings to kedusha mem amid beis hatalmid mevi lidei maisa vashavada yesh kama mitzvah shenimnu u efsharis kiyumam bepayel b'maisa. There are many mitzvahs that we are unable to perform actively today. Kagai mitzvah hamelech, for example, the mitzvah have to do with the king, chiyuvei kayanim, or the mitzvahs of a kayan that don't apply, that there's no opportunity today, oidine amigdash, or anything that has to do with the beis amigdash ukadaima. Mea mitzvahs hatuyas besiba ibimakim, those mitzvahs that depend on certain causes or places, en kiyuma melai de limud. So it's true that the mitzvahs. So how could you say halimud maybe lidei ma'isa? That limud doesn't come lidei ma'isa. Those mitzvahs that we could do ain't shleimus kiyam mitzvah kiyam mitzdarif hasiyah l'limud. Do the mitzvah properly. You have to learn about it. K'may sha'imrim b'berachas avarav l'shmaya l'lmaid l'lamed l'shmav l'asis l'kayim. We're worried about you, Pinchas. The traffic on the way. Okay, so that after you learn, then it's a different level of kiyam mitzvah. Umau tachlis kiyam mitzvahs, and what is the purpose La'avos Hashem Elokeichem, she'edei kabbalas olam mitzvahs, through being mekabel olam mitzvahs, nechainen kirbas ava im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a foundation for closeness to Hashem, shloi titochen avas Hashem b'li kiyam mitzvaysa. V'lashayach asiyam mitzvahs b'loi im shemaya tishmu, limar amitzvah ladas etzem chiyuva im kolporatev didukea, v'ayfin kiyuma, noisif al tameh v'inyonel. You have to know how to do it, in addition to the reasons or the inyoneho or the significance of it, an appreciation of a significance. Idea hashavaya the kai mitzvay sai vos nasig darvis laavos Hashem alakechem. So vayim she tishmo mitzvay shem sabasiyayim laavos Hashem alakechem. So it seems to be not a flow. It says do the mitzvahs laava to love. So it's an idea, the idea that I mentioned the other day that kiyum mitzvah has to bring avas Hashem, and avas Hashem has to bring kiyum mitzvahs. It's sort of like a spiral staircase. As you go up in kiyum mitzvah, you go up in avas Hashem, and then you go up more in the kiyum mitzvah. So that's the appreciation. We talk about people doing mitzvahs just out of habit, again and again. So the kiyum mitzvah is there. The kiyum mitzvah is there, but the cycle of a kiyum mitzvah bringing a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that in turn improving the mitzvah is lost when we do things out of habit. And the fact is most of the time we do things out of habit. That's just human nature. Nevertheless, we hope sometimes to break out of the repetitive mold and to be able to improve. Yesterday when I traveled to Philadelphia to be Menachem Avil Shmuel Kamenetsky sitting Shiva for his brother. So I went, personally I would have called, but to represent the yeshiva, I found out that the executive director was planning to go with one of the principals of the elementary school, which I felt wasn't so bakovedik. Nothing personal, but so I went with a Talmud Chacham, and went along with us. So he told me something that's really beautiful, which I looked up when I got back last night, Dibichtim Eliyo, and I mentioned it today, I gave a Chumash here. And there's a Sefer Pri Haaretz, which I'm not familiar with, apparently from one of the Gedolim of the 150 years ago, who says something that technically wouldn't make sense, except that we see it is that way. But he says, he's coming to explain why someone who sees a Saita Bikukula should be a Nazir. Says, you see what Taiva could do, it should become a Nazir. The question that many ask is, on the contrary, once you see what the Taiva does and she explodes in the middle of the base of Migdash, like, this guy doesn't have to become a Nazir. Everybody else has to become a Nazir. Like, he sees the consequences. So it's interesting. He brings from this Pre-Haaretz that learning is supposed to bring you Lidei Maisa. Becoming a bigger Talmid Chacham is supposed to improve your behavior and your kiyum mitzvahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person learns more, a person feels closer to Hashem, and it doesn't interpret itself into Lamaisa, not only is he not gaining from the learning, but the learning actually becomes detrimental to him. There are people I've met over my lifetime who become Talmidei Chachamim, but don't refuse to allow it to affect the way they behave, the way they keep mitzvahs. Because they stay where they are and they become Talmidei Chachamim. What ends up happening, very often it leads them to a point, a sort of cynicism. I mean, cynicism is sort of a in their learning, in the Talmidei Chachamim, they're looking for ways to undercut those who do a chumrah. Like they do a chumrah, and their learning is to undercut. Now, it happened to anybody once or twice. I do it also. But it becomes the whole focus of the learning. They're telling me the chumrah. Every time they say, every time they talk to me, oh, they're saying, this doesn't make sense, or that doesn't make sense, or, you know, like, so why don't you say something that does make sense? Like, the geschmack, it turns into it. There's a Gemara that says that Zocha Nasale Samachayim. Someone is Zocha, his learning becomes to him a source of life. Loi Zocha Nasale Samamavis. The learning itself becomes a, like a poison. it becomes something. If a person refuses to let it improve his maisim, then it ends up, the learning ends up undermining other things. Someone sees a sight of a kakula and doesn't let it affect him. I mean, imagine seeing something like that, you know. It must be a sight to behold. You know, I was reading it, I was thinking about somebody I know, someone you know too, who wanted to do chalitza. He figured he'll do chalitza in Eretz Yisrael, nobody knows him, he feels funny doing it here. Then he called me from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, he just spoke to the Bezdin there, they said, yeah, it's $1,000, and tomorrow we're going to rent out a hall, and bring in the yeshivas, and you'll do the chalitza. So I told him, it's okay, come back to America, it won't cost you $1,000, then we'll just do it with a minion. But imagine the site of the Kukula, they must have brought in all the yeshivas to watch, and had bleachers, you know, to watch the site of the Kukula. No, I don't think so. Maybe not. But, yeah, you don't know what the end's gonna be. It says there was a site of the Kukula. Yeah, really? The Gemara says away in Saita? A Brachas? Okay. I guess that's the Gemara I missed. I don't remember it. But okay. The point is that by seeing it, it raises your appreciation of distancing yourself from Taiva. So do something. Yazar Atzmai Minayayin. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, an expression that appears twice in Shir Hashirim, in Ta'iru Asahava Achatechpats. It says literally means that you should reawaken your love Achatechpats until you have a strong desire. The Ramban says Techpats is a Lashon Chafetz. You should awaken the Ava Achatechpats until it becomes material, until it takes a material form. Expressing love and admiration, and there's no Lamaisa that comes from it, so that's, it's spinning your wheels. It's not purposeful. What? Ravan at the end of Bayit, the last Ravan. The, Rechaim Shmuel Levitz brings it, he says about Michal Bashol. When Shaul took Michal, Shaul held that Michal's marriage to David was not valid. And he took Michal away from David and gave him to Palti Ben Laish. So it says that Palti Ben Laish realized that this is a married woman, it's someone else's wife. But he couldn't go against Shaul. Shaul was not in the greatest mood at that stage in his life. So it says he took a sword. Not Tzcherev, he stuck a sword between their two beds. I mean, he had to live with her in the house because Shaul he would have been a sakana. But he didn't want to touch her. So he put a sword. Now when his father-in-law came, I don't know how he explained the sword exactly. Maybe he didn't let him into the bedroom. But, so Chaim Shalavit says, you know, it's very nice to stick a sword, but after a year goes by, 2 years go by, what does it do? So he said, originally, it was so repulsive to him, the anacious ish. I'm going to sleep in a bedroom with anacious ish. So he had this tremendous feeling. So he put it into something. He stuck it into the sword and he stuck the sword in. Every time he looked at that sword, he reminded himself of his original, strong feelings. See, im ta'iru, im ta'ava, acha techpats. That if you have that strong feeling, put it into something, concretize it, make it have some symbol of feeling, and then hopefully it'll have some type of a lasting effect. And it is that way, human beings are that way. So that's what he's saying. He's saying is that the Shmiras HaMitzvahs has to bring Ava, and the Ava has to bring Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The two have to affect each other, and over time, the Shmiras HaMitzvahs improve. Shemaya Biyashan Tishma B'chadosh, that it hopefully it goes on to a better level.
It sounds like those type of Talmidei Chachamim have to do tshuvas for Sajibayim.
No? Sort of. It's a funny thing. Some people, I don't know, they mean well, but every time they come over to me, the individuals I know, every time one of them comes over to me, I know it's always a taina on something. It's always a taina on something of people who are frum. It's never a taina against Friday, never a taina, only frumkeit. You know, like, why do this? Why do this? This way, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, it doesn't make sense. Like, you know, like, that's a big deal. So people are more machmer, they have to be. So, why do I wait 30 minutes for milchik? It's talking Irish. But it becomes like, I look through all the Rishonim, look, you don't make sense. Okay. You know, like, why don't you complain about the people that eat basa b'cholam? Why are you complaining about the people that wait 30 minutes? It's true, and it can be part of the whole package of a person's life. But when it becomes the focus, that's what he's referring to. It ends up being just an attack mode rather than a growth mode. And that's the problem.
But also, it sounds like you could apply the principle of Maisim of Kriyosu. And if you're not making improvements in your behavior, it casts aspersions on your learning.
I guess so. Although he seems to be saying, even if you learn, you have to... Yeah, certainly a person learns with a goal to... someone who learns, Alminos Lemekan, it says Alminos... Almost a counter. So it's a terrible thing. I think it says. Somebody learns. But even people who learn L'shem Shemayim, if they don't allow it, if you don't allow it to affect you, then it has a danger of going into not a good direction. So, by us, we need to learn just for maintenance, just not to fall, you know, just to stay where we are.
Isn't that like a kind of rishus? Because it's an active process of refusal. It's not that you could just sit back passively, and if it happens, you have to really be actively involved, not to let it.
I'll give you an example. I have a good friend who comes here to learn. He hasn't stayed for one mishmer. I'm sure by the time it's going to be 10 years, you're going to start staying with mishmer, right? It'll affect you eventually. No? You don't think so? How many years will it take?
I'm not that level yet.
But you have to get there. Okay.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, let's start the next paragraph. La'avdai b'chol levavichem u'v'chol nafshichem. Now, it already said in the first paragraph, avshikvar kodem atzivu v'yahavtoas Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshichem. It already mentioned lev and nefesh. U'mazir shemaisif la'ava b'chol levavchol nafshichem. Both times it's talking about loving Hashem b'chol lev u'v'chol nefesh. Yishloimer. B'pashtus. Simple pshat is, HaParsha Rishayin and Emre B'loshin Yachid, the parsha of Yahavtos Hashem Alakecha said to an individual, U'parsha Zul Mechuvenes ala klal kuloi B'loshin Rabin. And this parsha talks to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. It's a funny thing, I don't know how it plays itself out here, but everybody seems to say that when the Torah speaks in Loshin Yachid, it talks to a Yachid, when it speaks to a Rabin, when it's Loshen Rabbim, it speaks to a Rabbim. One summer, when I was living in Israel, must have been Parshas Re'eh, I think, I bumped into a Gra who says the opposite. He says Loshen Yachid is talking to the Rabbim, and Loshen Rabbim is talking to each individual. He says it about the two Teichachas. A Gra mensch. Okay.
That's a
mitzvah. Safar Torah and the Tzibur. Okay. But everyone says the other way with the two Teiches, I believe. And he's saying that when it's Loshen Yachid, he's saying, I like the Gra. He's saying, Loshen Yachid is going an individual. But you sound right, I don't know. Ezu hi avayda shibalev. Shari stam avoida, he avoida sakrabana shiba maisa. Avoida means the serving Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not in the heart. Havoim is utfila. Bam shav chir tfilu ba'amira b'peh. Even though chir tfila is orally, b'kaim alon, hiru lav kadibur dami. And we're not yaitse davening by thinking the davening. Chutz me ya'onus machmas chayli. Oh, I'd love to talk about this. I'd like to tell you about this. There's the machlekes in the Gemara, I think Rav Huna, Rav Chista, maybe in Brachas. If hira kedibur dami, if you could be yaitz davening by thinking the bracha. Now we passed in hira lav kedibur dami. You have to say the words properly. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, he says the Shulchan Aruch paskins, maybe it's Shulchan Aruch, that b'shas hatchak you could be yaitz with hira by thinking. There are people who have medical conditions, one reason or another, where they're not supposed to speak. So they could be yaitzah with hearer. They could be yaitzah.
They have a stroke and they have aphasia. They can't speak.
So you could be. So you could be yaitzah. That's what he says here parenthetically. Chutz me ya'onus mach machaychili sheni achalaitzi. hamilim, he can't speak, I should makam sheni yachal inakais, or a place where it's not clean, then he could do it b'machshava. But otherwise, hainu shayfen asiyas mitzvah sudavka b'dibor. Aval etzek hiya mitzvah hurak b'leiv, shiyasichai, rachamim v'tachnunim l'fnei hamakim. Okay, I guess I'll come back to this next time. He explains here the essence of davening, that even though you have to daven with your mouth, the essence of davening is in the heart, and that's always our challenge. The mouth, it's incredible how the mouth can keep on going. The mouth knows davening about pet better than my brain. Because when I concentrate, I get lost sometimes, and if you don't concentrate, it never happened to you. No, you sometimes people, barabim, they have to say kiddush barabim, or al-michya barabim, and they stumble. And they say it, they're saying it 20 years by heart. Because when you don't think, you just let your mouth go, it goes. And when you think, you don't really, you don't know it. Isn't that an amazing thing? But, you ever tried? Rabbit? Alright, so we're gonna come back to Love Day B'chol Levavchem, B'chol Nafshechem, and I'll deliver the...